Soon after Betty's disappearance, a lawyer appeared and informed Doc and our little adventurers that Betty had inherited a fortune of $50,000. He also said that unless Betty was found within 30 days, she would lose the fortune. Naturally, everyone in the little show troupe is excited. And tonight we hear Sonny saying...
Sheriff! Sheriff, did you hear the news?
Well, is it news that's worth dividing?
I'll say it is. Betty is an heiress.
Heiress? Oh, say not so.
Yes. There's $50,000 waiting for Betty if she can be found in the next 30 days.
How do you know? Who told you?
A lawyer. He's been trailing Betty for months to give her the money.
Miss Betty Harris. Well, she would turn up missing at a time like this. Too bad she ran away just when she did. I just hope nothing serious ain't happened to her.
Oh, Sheriff, don't say that.
Well, you can't never tell. Mighty funny nobody ain't seen hide and a hair of her since she disappeared. But then again, she's maybe just run off and gone to that air town of Mistletoe.
Mistletoe? Well, I never heard of a town called Mistletoe.
Oh, yes, you have. Why, it's where all the gals go when they want to get in the mare squawking pictures. Sure, you've heard of Mistletoe Town, out there in the state of California.
Squawking pictures? Mistletoe Town? Sheriff, do you mean Hollywood?
Yeah, sure I do. That's it. I know it was some kind of a Christmas plant or tree.
Oh, you're crazy.
Mistletoe.
Well, Dad says we're going to start out on a search for Betty just as soon as the house car is finished.
Yeah. Well, how soon do you reckon that'll be?
Dad says maybe tomorrow or the next day.
Well, do you calculate your ma will let you boys go with Doc?
Well, we hope she will. Oh, gosh, wouldn't it be great if Mother would make up with Dad and go along with us? And then when we found Betty, we could have a family reunion.
Jump in, G-Hush, Pat. This old town will sure be lonely without Dr. McGree's medicine opera and old Calliope and the singing of you boys. My stars, I sure will miss them air free shows.
Well, maybe we'll run across you again sometime, Sheriff.
Yep, ain't no telling. I'm liable to pop in on you any time, because I do a sight of traveling in my official capacity. You see, the government sends me all over the country looking for desperate criminals whenever they get a hard case, because they know that they can depend on me. Sheriff Ebenezer Neverbottom always brings back his man.
That's right, Sheriff. You've solved some big mystery since we've been in Mexico, haven't you?
Well, I ain't bragging, because you boys do a lot of credit. You helped me right smart. Yes, sir, we've had some exciting experiences, ain't we, boys? Remember that gun battle with the smuggler in the woods when Sonny got shot? And remember that day in the jailhouse when the same fella choked Buddy?
Yeah, and don't forget the time you fell in the hole in the cave, Sheriff.
Oh, say, Sheriff, speaking about the cave reminds me of something. What about all the money and jewels we found down in the basement of Jim's nightclub? Do you think we'll get a reward for finding it? You know, I think we ought to go and see the police about that before we leave Mexico.
Well, I already told the police what a hard time we had of getting that treasure and about us nearly getting drowned and how I saved all your lives. I told them we was entitled to a reward.
Did you tell Mary Lopez that we found the treasure?
Yep, and jump in G-Hospital. I forgot to tell you. They let Mary Lopez out of jail.
They did?
Yep, they turned her loose.
You mean they let her go free?
Oh, no, she'll have to come back and stand trial, but it won't amount to much. You see, her telling about that stolen money and jewels and where it was hid will have right smart to do with getting Mary out on bond. I don't think the judge will be hard on her at all. Don't imagine he'll give her more than 50 years.
50 years?
Yeah.
Why, she'll be an old woman when she gets out of jail.
Oh, well, then again, she may not get more than 40 years. Them judges is pretty easy on the folks what helps them in turn state evidence. I remember the time when they used to hang a fellow just for stealing a horse.
Oh, Sheriff.
So you boys are figuring on leaving Mexico pretty soon, are you?
Mm-hmm.
Going to give us lots of free shows before you leave, ain't you?
Yeah, I guess we will, Sheriff.
Well, seeing as I won't be here any much longer, it seems like you'd sing some of my old favorites before you go.
All right, Sheriff, we'll do it. Anything you request. And say, by the way, how about you singing in our farewell show, Sheriff?
Oh, shucks. I ain't sung since I was a boy. I don't know more than that one or two songs.
Well, do you know they cut down the old pine tree, Sheriff?
Yeah, I heard about that. Wonder who the skunk is to do a dirty trick like that.
A dirty trick like what?
Why, cut down the old pine tree.
Oh, no. I mean the song called They Cut Down the Old Pine Tree.
Oh, sure. You mean song.
Yeah,
I know that one. Been so long since I heard it, I might not have forgot it.
Well, come on, Sheriff, and sing it for him.
Oh, shucks, boys, I don't want to sing for nobody.
Oh, come on, Sheriff.
Sure, Sheriff. We want to hear you sing it. Come on.
Yeah, I ain't got nobody to play it for me. Miss Betty's gone.
Why, Charcoal will play it. Well, he knows it all right. Hey, Charcoal, come here a minute.
Charcoal, you can play the old pine tree for the Sheriff, can't you?
Yeah, I can play it for you, Mr. Sheriff. You ready to sing it?
Yep, go ahead and give me a string on that pine.
A string?
No, I mean a rope.
A rope? He means the cord, Charcoal. Go ahead and give it to him.
Yeah, I ain't going to sing to cut down the old the pine tree, boys. I'll tell you what I'll sing. I'll sing Green Grass Grew All Around.
All right, go ahead.
Oh, there was a little tree in little woods. First little tree I ever did see. Tree in the woods in the ground. The green grass grew all round, all round. The green grass grew all round. Oh, there was a little limb on a little tree. First little limb I ever did see. Limb on tree, tree in the woods in the ground. The green grass grew all round, all round. The green grass grew all round. Tap, 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 tap. Oh, there was a little twig on a little limb. First little twig I ever did see. Twig on limb, limb on tree, tree in the woods, woods in the ground. The green grass grew all round, all round. The green grass grew all round. Bam, 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 bam. Oh, there was a little leaf on a little twig. First little leaf I ever did see. Leaf on a twig on a limb, limb on a tree, tree in the woods in the ground. The green grass grew all round, all round. The green grass grew all round. Oh, there was a little nest on a little leaf. First little nest I ever did see. Leaf on a twig, twig on a limb, limb on a tree, tree in the woods in the ground. The green grass grew all round, all round. The green grass grew all round. Tum, 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 tum. Oh, there was a little bird on a little nest. First little bird I ever did see. Bird on a nest, nest on a leaf, leaf on a twig, twig on a limb, limb on a tree, tree in the woods in the ground. The green grass grew all round, all round. The green grass grew all round. How am I doing, boys?
Oh,
there was a little feather on a little bird. First little feather I ever did see. Feather on bird on nest, nest on leaf, leaf on twig, twig on limb, limb on tree, tree in the woods in the ground. The green grass grew all round, all round. The green grass grew all round. Dim, 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 dim. Oh, there was a little whisker on a little skeeter. First little whisker I ever did see. Whisker on a skeeter on feather on bird on nest on leaf on twig on limb on tree in the woods in the ground. The green grass grew all round, all round. Green grass grew all round. Oh, that's all.
That's it, yeah.
Boy, look here, Jeff. The crowd you've got. You sure drew the audience tonight.
Yeah.
Come on, Sonny, let's just keep on and put on the show.
All right. That's right, my friend. Get around. How'd you like to share a song, huh? Well, because we've got to give a show right now. I want you to gather in real close. We've got a special pronouncement to make tonight. I hope you'll come in real close to the stage so you can hear what I got to say. You know, we've been in your little city for a long time. We like you people here, and I know that you like our medicine. Man, you can't help but like Dr. Legree's tonic and toner. Case it brings health and happiness.
That's right, folks. And here's the special pronoun that we've got for you. We'll only be in your town a few more days. And we want every man and woman here tonight to take home a bottle of Dr. Legree's tonic and toner. Remember, it's good for man or beast.
Yeah, man. Hey, Sambo, you is a pretty good educationist, and you know the meaning of a lot of big words. So I want you to tell me the meaning of the word physiology.
Physiology? Mm. Why, Rasmussen, that means the study of the human body. You know, your ears to hear with, your eyes to see with, your nose to smell with, and your feet to run with.
I knew it.
You knew what?
Charcoal's built all wrong.
Built all wrong? How's that?
His nose runs and his feet smell.
Now, folks, that's the remainder of our show, and we's coming right out among you now to tell you some good old Dr. Legree's tonic and toner. Good for man or beast. So have your dollars ready, because here we come, right out among you. Who'll be the next one now?
Well, buddy, is the show all over? I thought I'd get here in time, but I've been searching everywhere trying to get some information about Betty. The lawyer and I have run down 100 clues today.
Have you learned anything about where she's gone, Dad?
Not a thing, Sonny. No one seems to know anything about her.
Well, the sheriff found out that she crossed the bridge and has gone back to the state.
Oh, here comes Mother. Maybe she has some news. You know, even Mother's been helping out in the search for Betty.
Your mother has been searching for Betty? Well, I thought...
No, Dad. Mother said she's not angry with Betty. Are you, Mother?
Am I what, buddy?
You're not angry with Betty, are you?
No, John. I'm really very sorry that this thing has happened. I feel that it's all my fault.
Mary, we've just got to have an understanding about the boys and you and me. Haven't you decided anything at all yet?
Well, John, I...
Mother, please say that you'll forgive Dad. It means so much to all of us.
Yes, Mother, give Dad another chance. And I'm sure we'll all be happy.
You see, Mary, we all need you so much. The boys are growing up very fast, and they need a mother's constant care and advice. You know, you can mold their future lives right now. But if they're denied the things they need most, well, we'll both regret it.
I know it, John. They also need a father's protection. I've thought a lot about this in the past few months, and I know that our boy's future depends upon my decision. So I've decided that we must go on together.
Oh,
our children's future means more than anything else in the world right now. They love you, John, and it would not be right to take them away from you now. I'm willing to start right where we left off 14 years ago. I'll come back, and we'll do our best to make up for the past.
Hot dog! Why, listen to that.
Mary.
Give Dad a great big kiss, Mother, and seal a bargain.
Now that Mother and Dad have made up, let's go over and tell them to finish the house car as quick as they can so we can leave Mexico.
Yes, Dad, we'll all leave, and we won't stop until we find Betty.
Sonny and Buddy's parents reconciled and reunited. That's certainly good news for our adventurers. Now, if Betty can be found, the boys' happiness will be complete. But they still have many thrilling experiences in store for them just as soon as they start their search.